Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Now get ready for Strange Things with Joshua P. Warren.
The thoughts and opinions expressed by the host are thoughts and opinions only, and do not necessarily reflect those of iHeartMedia, iHeartRadio, Coast to Coast AM, employees of Premier Networks, or their sponsors and associates. You are encouraged to do the proper amount of research yourself, depending on the subject matter and your needs.
Strange Things with Joshua P. Warren.
I am Joshua P. Warren, and each week on this show, I'll be bringing you brand new, mind-blowing content, news, exercises, and weird experiments you can do at home, and a lot more. On this edition of the show, Beware the Dark Side. And a portal update. Yeah, some new thoughts on that. Okay, beware the dark side. You know, I wrote a book called Use the Force, so I'm sort of wording it based upon that. You can read that book for free if you go and click a link to the cover on my website. This is my first podcast of the year 2024. I know this sounds like an ominous topic, but it's actually a very positive topic because I'm giving you a heads up and an opportunity to start preparing your mind for some of the things you will be dealing with this year so that you can participate in manifesting the best possible outcome for all of us. All of us listening to this show right now, maybe not everybody in the world, but we will be fine. Now, I make a point of not talking about politics on this show, and it's going to remain that way. However, we simply cannot ignore that this is a year when a U.S. presidential election is supposed to take place. And as many a pundit has said, politics is war. This year is going to be especially tumultuous for most of the entire world. And that's why, regardless of your politics, you need to be prepared to start seeing clearly what's happening around you and how to protect yourself spiritually and manifest a positive outcome for you and your loved ones. But before I get into that subject, I just want to say, hey, I had a great holiday, and I hope all of you did as well. You know, here's something funny that crossed my mind on New Year's Eve that I want to share with you real quick. I remember years ago when I began studying radionics and psionics and wishing machines and all that, I had read about an experiment where a group of people got together and they took a radionics machine and they took an unopened bottle of liquor. And this is just like a wishing machine now. And they put the unopened bottle of liquor on the input plate of the wishing machine. And then on the output plate, they put a bottle or a glass of pure water. And they let it sit there and charge all day long. Basically, they tune the machine so that the energy of the alcoholic beverage is supposedly going into the input plate and then going out through the output plate into the water. And then after they let this charge for a while, they all drank the water and claimed that they felt intoxicated. And, you know, on New Year's Eve, there are a lot of people going out and probably driving and stuff when they shouldn't be because they've had too much to drink. And, you know, I have just never actually tried that experiment, but it occurred to me, maybe some of you should do that and just let me know if you think there's anything to it. Could you actually drink water, meaning that you're not going to have any alcohol in your system, but get a little buzz out of it somehow? We'll call it radionic buzz water. if you want to try that, please do let me know. I think I'm finally going to do it myself. I just haven't gotten around to it. You'd think of all things that's something I would do. But yeah. Don't open the alcohol now. This is an experiment for adults, but still, don't open the alcohol. All you're doing is sending the energy from the alcohol into the water, and then later you drink the water and see if you feel anything. So that might be a fun way to drink when you don't need to get any alcohol in your system. I don't know. All right, so now back to the main topic. I am always giving you tips on how to manifest the things you want in different ways. This started with looking into how paranormal phenomena manifest, and now it's expanded into how you can manifest all kinds of different things. And I'm always sharing these kind of success stories with you, but I want you to think about something that, I don't know, maybe you've heard me talk about this before. When I was living in Puerto Rico, and I lived there for a full 5 years and loved every minute of it, the only reason I stopped spending time there was because the storms and the earthquakes and stuff really kicked up, and it just became too inconvenient to live there, frankly. The infrastructure was not sound. And in Puerto Rico, I became a huge fan of some of their food. Nobody I've ever met can make chicken better than a Puerto Rican chef. And I used to eat these things called pinchos all the time, which is just, you know, it's like a shish kebab, or it's a kebab of grilled chicken pieces with barbecue sauce on it, but they just made it so tender and flavorful. And some of their pig pickens, where they prepare pork. I mean, there's a lot of food I enjoyed there, but it was difficult to find some of my favorite sort of homeland American staples there, because granted, Puerto Rico is a part of the United States, but they have a very distinctive culture. And one of the things that you may or may not know about me is that I'm a huge fan of Philly cheesesteaks. And in fact, one time, my wife Lauren and my buddy C. Eric Scott and I, we got together and we just had our own Philly cheesesteak tour in Philadelphia, where we just went around for a few days and we just hit all the top shops to figure out what cheesesteak we liked the best. And I believe, now this has been years ago, this has been, you know, almost 10 years ago, I think we decided we liked Jim's the best. Some of you are going to love me for saying that. Some of you are going to hate me. And hopefully I'm remembering that correctly. But anyway, I love Philly cheesesteaks. But for health reasons, I generally, if I'm going to eat one, I'll eat a chicken Philly cheesesteak. And after a while, being in Puerto Rico for like, you know, a year or so, I started kind of craving a Philly cheesesteak. And I'm not that good of a chef or a cook myself to make my own, you know, Philly cheesesteak. So I started telling Lauren how much I wanted to have a good place where we could buy a Philly cheesesteak in Boca Raton, Puerto Rico. Well, I'm not even talking San Juan here where all the cruise ships are, right? I'm talking in a remote place on the other side of the island, relatively remote compared to what the average tourist would think. And within 30 days, literally right outside of my little gated complex, there was a small building that had a real estate agency. And the real estate agency moved out, and all of a sudden, it transformed into a Philly cheesesteak restaurant. This is one of the most shocking things that I've ever manifested, because I wasn't even trying that hard. I just thought about it a lot. This guy had moved down from New England, somewhere in that area, and he knew how to make some of the best Philly cheesesteaks. He was married to a Puerto Rican woman, and he and his kids, they moved down, and he opened up and I'm telling you, when I say this is beside my house, I mean, like, I could open my door and walk over there in less than a minute. And so I go in there, and I make fast friends with the guy who owns this place, and his cheesesteaks were just, I'm telling you, they were absolutely superb. I could not believe I had manifested this. So then I would go in there and I'd be like, well, I'll buy a cheesesteak for now and then I'll buy a cheesesteak for later, you know. And then, of course, I'd go in there and he'd be like, well, are you sure you don't want me to just make three? And we'd sit there and talk. Next thing you know, I would walk into this Philly cheesesteak store and I'm walking out the door with a bag of like six giant Philly cheesesteaks. And this is when I realized that there was a bad side to my manifestation, because as much as I love Philly cheesesteaks, to the extent that I was able to create this positive thing that I love and manifest it outside my door, I soon realize now it's unhealthy for me to eat Philly cheesesteaks all the time. I mean, for a lot of reasons. My father has had heart attacks and a stroke, and I'm not getting any younger, and so I got to try to be healthier as I get older. And yet I want to keep this guy in business. And now I find that I've kind of, painted myself into a corner. Is that the right word? Because I manifested this thing that I absolutely was thrilled by. But then I couldn't indulge in it how I wanted to. It was tempting me. And I realized that maybe it's not a good thing to have a Philly cheesesteak shop right next to your front door. And there is a very strange twist ending, I think, to this Philly cheesesteak story. And I'm going to get to that when we come back from this break. And then I'm going to tell you how this applies to my big topic here. Beware of the dark side. Being careful about what you manifest. I guess you could say careful what you wish for. And then, you know, we're going to lead into portals. There's so much to talk about. You know what? Sometimes I need to contact you immediately. And the only way that I can contact you immediately is if you are a subscriber of my free e-newsletter. Because when I record this podcast, I record it, it gets edited, it gets sent to a couple places, commercials get added in, it gets uploaded. So you get it days after it's been recorded. I can sit down right now and write anything I want on my computer and hit enter, and boom, you'll get an email within seconds from me. And that's how I keep you right on the edge, the cutting edge of all the new cool things that you might want to participate in, freebies I'm giving away, experiments. Go to joshuapwarren.com right now. On the homepage, you'll see a section there that says, like, sign up for Joshua's free e-newsletter. Put your email address in there, hit the submit button, and not only will you be subscribed, but you're also going to receive some cool links to some free online goodies from me, joshuapwarren.com. I am Joshua P. Warren, and you're listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. and I will be right back.
Hey folks, we need your music. Hey, it's producer Tom at Coast to Coast AM, and every first Sunday of the month, we play music from emerging artists just like you. If you're a musician or a singer and have recorded music you'd like to submit, it's very easy. Just go to coasttocoastam.com, click the Emerging Artist banner in the carousel, follow the instructions, and we just might play your music on the air. Go now to coasttocoastam.com to send us your recording. That's coasttocoastam.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. People don't always realize just how much their negative thoughts and experiences stick with them and weigh them down. You may find your brain constantly running through a highlight reel of bad moments. That comment your friend made last week that hurt your feelings. That frustrating thing your mom does. Or that silly thing you said in a meeting. Maybe it's time to get it all off your chest. Whether it's a tiny annoyance or something much bigger, talking about it can give you some relief and lead you to a potential solution. That's where therapy comes in. It's a safe space to share whatever's weighing you down and learn to process it so your internal highlight reel can focus on the good stuff. And BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy on a schedule that works for you. Connect with a licensed therapist by text, phone, or video call. Start the process in minutes and switch therapist anytime. Let it out with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/strangethings today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/strangethings.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
On the iHeartRadio
and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Listen anytime, anyplace.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Every 8 minutes, the American Red Cross brings help and hope to people in need. Thanks to the support of everyday heroes like you, the Red Cross is able to respond to disasters big and small, support military families, help ensure that blood is available when needed, and teach life-saving skills like CPR and first aid. Be a hero. Donate today. Visit redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS.
We'll be right back.
to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I am your host, the Wizard of Weird, Joshua P. Warren, beaming into your wormhole brain from my studio in Sin City, Las Vegas, Nevada, where every day is golden and every night is silver. Agiatato zoome. And you know what? For the holidays, I always tell people, it's the thought is so nice, but don't even try to buy me a gift, because for one thing, if I want something, I just buy it myself. And secondly, I like stuff that's so weird. You're just probably not going to ever find something that really connects with me. So don't waste your money. However, having said that, I will tell you that my friend Jason Sirachi, the great UFO videographer, he actually built something at his home workshop and brought it over and said, I made this for you, and it is one of the wildest orgone accumulators I've ever seen. And of course, in my curiosity shop, I have the Master Manifestor kit. I think that's probably long sold out by now. But anyway, it has a little orgone accumulator in it. And he built this very elaborate thing. It looks kind of like an octopus, where in the middle, there's this big, large jar, which is an orgone accumulator. And then there are all these smaller jars around it with cables connecting everything together. And it's got all kinds of different components. And we took that thing and put it in front of a Wimshurst electrostatic generator, and man, we were shooting lightning all over the place. It was very energizing in many ways, and so that was super cool. I'll try to post some pictures of that online at some point on my social media, of course, my Twitter or Facebook. Thank you, Jason. That you nailed that one for me. But, well, okay, back to my story about the Philly cheesesteaks. All right, so I quickly realized that it was great to have this manifestation come true, but that it was kind of, you know, also scary because I can't eat Philly cheesesteaks every day. And so what ultimately happened is I must have been the main guy keeping this restaurant in business, because they didn't last more than like several months. And turns out that a lot of the Puerto Ricans just didn't seem to be into it, but I don't know, maybe I reverse manifested it. So I thought to myself, that's one of those things like, be careful what you wish for, right? Okay, so here's the twist ending. So 5 years ago, Lauren and I moved here to Las Vegas. I bought this house last year that I'm in. It's in a different part of town that I'd never spent a lot of time in. And so, you know, DoorDash and Uber Eats and all that stuff makes it so easy to get food delivered. And when I first moved over here, at one point I checked out the Philly cheesesteak options, and there wasn't much, frankly. And I found one place that's, you know, like 10 minutes away that I think had pretty decent ones. And then Jersey Mike's has some really good ones, but not the ones that are just like dead on authentic Philly that I'm used to. And then, And I started mentioning that to Lauren. You'd think there'd be a better Philly cheesesteak option somewhere closer to our house. I don't know why I did this over again. And guess what? Just a few minutes from my house, about 2 weeks ago, yep, one of the best Philly cheesesteak restaurants I've ever seen in my life opened. Basically right next to my house again. I go, yeah, I did it again. Oh, man. So now it's just it's willpower and self-control. That's how strong of a manifester I've gotten. So it actually, again, could turn out bad, where I'm like, I'm in a position where I can't resist a Philly cheesesteak. But still, the moral of that story is that even if you become a great manifester, a very effective one, you can still sabotage yourself if you don't think very carefully about what happens when you get what you wish for. And in Las Vegas, let me tell you, we've got it all here 24/7. If you have a weakness, this city will eventually find it. So you can only live here if you have a reasonable amount of willpower and self-control. Since I've been here for 5 years, people are like, you're good. A lot of people don't even make it a year before they spiral out of control. And, you know, George Lucas, the creator of Star Wars, he did an interview one time,
And he was asked to explain the meaning of Star Wars and the Force and how that process kind of works. And here's what he said. This is an actual quote. He's on video saying this. Quote, "It's about good and evil within us, as well as our institutions. Some of us think we're really great people, but in the real world, we're not. We're terrible people. You run your life in a very selfish way, and you think you're doing good when you actually are not. And how do democracies turn back into dictatorships? Why do people who have the power to have freedom turn it over to somebody who's going to take it away from them? This happens through history forever and ever. Watch out, because there are people out there who don't play by the rules. And if you're not careful, you're going to lose all your freedom. Those people who do not play by the rules turn themselves into people who are selfish and greedy because they're evil people who don't care about other people." End quote. So I'm reading that to you because sometimes you think you know what is good. And you create it. You manifest it. And then you see that actually it's not necessarily so good in the long run. The Philly cheesesteak place next to my house seemed like a wonderful thing, but now I'm tempted to eat unhealthy food even more. So you have to be very careful about the fantasy that seems good in some idealistic part of your brain versus what happens in reality. There is no utopia on this earth in which everyone constantly exists in a state of eternal bliss. And anyone who tries to sell you on that idea is trying to lure you into a trap. In my book, Use the Force, I talk about how basic advertising works. You say to somebody, hey, you have a problem. It's probably a problem you didn't even realize you had. But now that you know that you have it, because I told you so, let me sell you the solution. And so politicians and some of the media that operate as propaganda are constantly telling you that you have a problem. And more often than not, they're saying that your problem is this other person over here. And that, my friends, is called divide and conquer. And that technique is perhaps the most powerful technique for mind control in the history of humanity. And the internet age makes it easier than ever to divide us into our own little compartments so that we are collectively weaker. Instead of standing up for our common ground, we destroy each other and do the dirty work ourselves. We do it for them. Sometimes people ask me about angels and demons, good and evil. I'm asked, what is evil? And I say that evil is absolute selfishness, just doing whatever it is that makes you happy without consideration for the other person. There's another word for that. It's called narcissism. And we all know that word, but, you know, let's look up the definition. What is narcissism exactly? Says narcissism is a self-centered personality style characterized as having an excessive preoccupation with oneself and one's own needs, often at the expense of others. Historically, that term goes back to a poet in Rome. He wrote, in the year 8 CE about this handsome young man. This is a mythical story of a handsome young man named Narcissus, who spurns the advances of many potential lovers. And when he rejects this nymph named Echo, who, by the way, was cursed to only echo the sounds that others made, the gods punish Narcissus by making him fall in love with his own reflection in a pool of water. When Narcissus discovers that the object of his love cannot love him back, he slowly pines away and dies. But in the real world, narcissists don't usually fade away or pine away. Instead, they become even more outlandish and reckless. And because of the age of social media, we now have the most narcissistic society that has ever existed on the face of planet Earth. And that means there is an inherent threat lurking there. and it has come upon us with lightning speed. It's easy to take advantage of a narcissist because they are so given to concepts of flattery and feelings of self-righteousness. You know, in my house, I recently, over the holiday season, I shot a video showing some of the weird things that I collect that are on display currently in my house. And I sent out an e-newsletter about that. If you didn't get to watch the video, it's about a half hour long. You can go to YouTube and just type in Joshua P. Warren and you'll find it on my YouTube channel. And by the way, I do not monetize my YouTube channel, so it's easy to find. I have a life mask of Christopher Reeve because I'm a big Superman fan. I have a life mask of Jack Nicholson. Of course, he played the Joker. I love so many of his roles. But I have a third life mask, and it's not of an actor. It's of a real person. It's a life mask made of George Washington, the first president of this country, and the only president who was ever elected unanimously as president. When we come back, I want to tell you something that George Washington said that we should all think about. And then I'm going to wrap up this whole thing about what you need to do as you beware the dark side and you prepare yourself for this year so that you can have the most positive experience possible. Then we're going to get into some new thoughts on interdimensionals, portals. People toss these words around all the time. But what does it mean, practically speaking? Well, I'm going to see if I can give you a model to work with that makes a little more sense. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. And I will be back after these important messages.
My name is Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com. Over 5 years ago, George Norrie approached me with a unique concept, a dating site for people searching for someone with interests in UFOs, ghosts, Bigfoot, conspiracy theories, and the paranormal. From that, ParanormalDate.com was born. It's a unique site for unique people, and it's free to join to look around. If you want to upgrade and enjoy more of our great features, use promo code George for a great discount. So check it out. You got nothing to lose. ParanormalDate.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Take us with you anywhere. This is the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey everyone, it's producer Tom of Coast to Coast AM, and more of The Wizard of Weird starts right now.
Welcome back to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren, and this is the show where the unusual becomes usual. Yeah, good old General George Washington, a man who seemed to be maybe blessed by some... blessed with some divine protection throughout his whole life. I mean, trust me, the guy had a rough life, but he was in battle after battle where men were falling left and right all around him, and he would have bullets that would pass through his jacket and stuff, but he was unharmed. And I know that the founders of our country, they had some terrible flaws, and they lived as hypocrites in many cases. But at least they went out and fought and created a foundation where future generations could come in and correct their mistakes. And when I look at my George Washington life mask, I think about just what a dramatic power was helping the United States become this place where the idea of freedom could exist. And when George Washington delivered his farewell address, he said something very interesting about political parties and how dangerous they are. This is the last thing he wanted to leave us with. This is actual quote from him that I found on his official library website, I guess, mountvernon.org. His farewell address was given on Saturday, September 17th of 1796, and he said, quote, "However political parties may now and then answer popular ends, they are likely, in the course of time and things, to become potent engines by which cunning, ambitious, and unprincipled men will be enabled to subvert the power of the people and to usurp for themselves the reins of government, destroying afterwards the very engines which have lifted them to unjust dominion," end quote. Did you get that? He's warning everybody that if we become so polarized that we have to fit into these little boxes that are called political parties, yes, they may get some stuff done that's popular, but the political party structure inherently is corruptible. And that if we're not very careful about just strictly saying, "I'm a this, I'm a that, I'm a Democrat, I'm a Republican, I'm an independent, I'm a Green Party, I'm a Libertarian." If you're not open to looking at individuals as opposed to just going strictly down the line, then you are possibly giving fuel to this engine that can become a monster that gets out of control and becomes more like an oligarchy.
And a lot of these politicians, they know that the best way to achieve power is, you know, divide and conquer. So you have to make sure, if you beware the dark side, and the people like George Lucas was describing, do not believe in the divide and conquer propaganda. The only thing that can destroy darkness is light. So you have to be a shining light. And don't buy into these manifestations of unrealistic promises that you get from politicians and media pundits. Whoever you support this year, make sure you support someone who believes in free speech and who does the least amount of talking about things that divide us. There is no perfect person for you to elect, and I know it's often a choice of the lesser of two evils, but let me repeat that one more time. Support people who believe in free speech and who do the least amount of talking about the things that divide us. You know, this past holiday season, my wife Lauren and I, we ran all over Las Vegas, Nevada, day and night, and we were constantly interacting with strangers from all over the world, and everyone was so nice and respectful toward each other. You'd think it was a small town. People were being patient. They were wishing each other well. They were smiling. And then you look at the news, and it's all about hatred and fighting and violence and name-calling. So here is what you must remember this year and always as you beware of the dark side. You are a manifester right now. You have no choice. You are born a manifester. You are manifesting every moment of every day. The question becomes, what do you want to manifest? Well, it depends on how you train your thoughts and shift your focus and attention. Do not manifest from a place of fear or a place of unrealistic promises and fantasies. Stay calm and manifest from a place of peace and love for others. And always choose the path that supports freedom, the freedom of speech, that speaks of all of us as one instead of speaking of us all as separate tribes. Make sure that your manifestations align with those people who support freedom of speech and speaking of us all as one. That is what you need to do to overcome the dark side. When we start thinking about manifestation, it's very perplexing in a way because we wonder, how exactly does all this happen? How do you think about something using these invisible thoughts, and then the next thing you know, it appears in the physical world? How do I start fantasizing, even subconsciously, not even intentionally, about having access to the world's best Philly cheesesteak, and then next thing you know, there's a building outside my door where they're doing it. There are people there. Their lives have been rearranged. They came there and they're making these things. How does that happen? It really has to do with the fact that your brain is a portal machine. Your mind is a portal. It's that wormhole brain. And here's something that kind of frustrates me. I listen to a lot of people be interviewed on other programs, and people come in all the time, and whether they are scientific or especially if they call themselves psychic or whatever, they're always talking about portals and energy. And then it's like, okay, but what is that? And they say, well, a portal is like it's a doorway or it's a gateway. Okay. Well, but how does that work? It's like, you're telling me something, but you're not giving me any kind of a physical handle that I can latch onto, a model that might help me envision more what you're talking about. And if you think of the idea that your eye, you know, the iris of your eye looks a lot like a picture of a black hole, and as above, so below. The black hole is huge and you are small, but we're all part of the same universe, so we complement each other. Your mind is probably something like a wormhole, you know, a black hole that connects to another black hole where information is going in and out. So you hear all that stuff and you say, okay, well, great. What does that mean in the real world? So I was thinking about this recently, and I want to give you an example of something that might, I don't know if this is going to work or not, but if it doesn't work, at least I'm going to make you think about something, and maybe you'll have some ideas that you can send to me. Here's one. Okay. Here are a couple ways you might look at what an interdimensional situation is. Let's say, and this is very oversimplified, but let's say that you are born as a fish. You are born into liquid, and that is the only state of matter that you're aware of. You can go up to a certain extent. You can go down to a certain extent. You can move, you know, left and right. You have 3D motion, but the only world that you know about is the world of water. There's no way for you to be aware that there is a layer or a world of air above you and a layer of earth far below you. Okay. Let's say you live in one of these parts of the ocean where you can't even go down to the bottom. All you know is water. Now, there are some fish that may occasionally be able to leap out of the water and get a glimpse of this other world, this other dimension, the air dimension that's above the surface. But let's say you can't do that. All you're aware of is, you know, the water. Now, if you get really lucky, because the ocean's a big, big place, once in a while, you might actually see a submarine or some foreign object that comes down into the water and blows your mind, because you have no real way of explaining what you've just seen. It certainly doesn't look like any other fish. It's almost like the fish is seeing a UFO. What we would call a UFO if you see some craft come down from some other place. Or let's say you get super unlucky or lucky, depending on how you want to view it, and this thing called a water spout forms. And the water spout is like a tornado over the water when the conditions are just right. And it sucks you up into the world of air. Your world is upside down. You have no clue what's going on. You're probably going to die. But you might come down on the ground, in which case you're going to die. Or you might end up coming down in another body of water where you can survive. And now you live in this other dimension from your point of view. Well, when we come back from this break, I want to take that to the next level with this new thing. I've had it for about a year. It's called a CMY cube. And I'm going to tell you about that. I'm also going to tell you about this new, very interesting coin that I recently received. If I have time, I might squeeze a listener email in here, but who knows? So much to talk about, so little time. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. And I will be right back.
The Coast to Coast AM mobile app is here and waiting for you right now. And with the app, you can hear classic shows from the past 7 years, listen to the current live show, and get access to the Art Bell Vault, where you can listen to uninterrupted audio. Head on over to the coasttocoastam.com website. We have a handy video guide to help you get the most out of your mobile app usage. All the info is waiting for you now at coasttocoastam.com. That's coasttocoastam.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Producer Tom, and you're right where you need to be. This is the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, this is George Norrie, and you're listening to the new iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Now let's get back to Strange Things with Joshua P. Warren.
Welcome back to the final segment of this edition of Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I am your host, Joshua P. Warren. And that little model that I gave you of how a fish might experience something similar to interdimensional stuff would be probably good to tell a child. It's very, very simple, but the problem is it's still not close enough to accurate because we're still talking about a very linear model where the air is up there and the water is here and the ground is down there. And so you're still trying to look at interdimensional phenomena within a 3D model. And the whole point is it's not a 3D model. So that is the very, very simplified way of again, just sort of like looking at it from the experience of the observer, of the fish. But in reality, take that concept and try to imagine that instead of those being linear layers where one layer is here and one layer is below it and one layer is below it, instead, all three of those layers are occupying the same space at the same time. And that you are able to somehow switch frequencies so that you sort of pop in and out of what is there overlaying you. Now, what I'm talking about here is like radio waves. There's a whole invisible world of radio waves all around you and inside you right now. Right now, you are most likely being permeated by radio waves, but you can't feel them because that your physical frequency and the frequency and basically it's just a matter of the frequency and the wavelength and the power of the voltage, all these variables are so different from your body that they kind of slip through each other. Yet there is a real radio world there. You can tap into it and listen to it if you have a device that's tuned for that, your little AM or FM radio. So that is an example of how that these different types of dimensions can occupy the same space. But that's still hard for a lot of people to get their mind around because radio waves are invisible. So I was thinking maybe this is a tool that could be used that might explain it a little bit more. I don't know. I recently bought this little device. It's called a CMY color cube. This is a little acrylic cube that's translucent, and it is 1.6 inches on each side. I've got my little ruler here. So it's a nice little cube that fits in the palm of your hand. And this is sold as a color cube prism for physics education or a desktop decoration. It's a toy, basically. It's a curious sensory toy. Now, it says here that, and I'm looking at it, but I also want to make sure I get this right. So two of the sides of this cube, they look, they are colored cyan, which is basically like blue. It's like light blue. So one side is colored blue and the opposite side is colored blue. And then another side is colored magenta, which is kind of pink. And across from it is another pink side. And then the other two sides are yellow. So CMY means cyan, magenta, and yellow. So basically you have this translucent acrylic cube. I can see through it. Two of the sides are, I'm just going to say red. Two of the sides are blue and two of the sides are yellow. And when you look at this, as you change the angle, the light coming through the cube mixes right before your eyes into various shades of green and red and blue. And when all three colors are mixed from the corner, you can see the most colors and smaller cubes created inside the surface. No side is clear. Okay. And so it's hard to explain this on the radio, but hopefully you can just go look up a CMY cube and maybe buy one for yourself. The reason I bring this up is because I'm holding this under one source of light. And so the same energy is inside this entire cube. And yet when I look at this cube from different points of view, it changes colors based upon the way I'm perceiving it, the way I'm seeing it, and the frequency of light that's able to reach my eyes because of how that side is being filtered. So basically all the light inside here is energy that's occupying the same space. But as I turn the cube in different directions, I'm able to experience or sense or see that energy based upon a point of view. And it's especially interesting when you look at it from a corner and you get all these little overlapping cubes with different colors inside. This might be a nice, simple, physical way of demonstrating something like how interdimensional activity functions. The dimensions they're all uniform. They're all cohesive. We're all part of the same universe, just like all the light inside this cube is part of one thing. But you're able to experience it from different points of view. And this is what exploring dimensions is like, that they're all kind of overlaying on each other. They're overlapped. They're in the same space, but you can experience them based upon different points of view. And a portal is the thing that you use to connect one point of view to another, which is what your brain does. And that also is why your mind connects past and future. Is that a good example? I don't know. But I was thinking about it, and this is such a complex brain scratcher. I thought maybe I would bring this up as a possible demonstration tool to start helping people think more about what dimensions and interdimensions are and how it's all part of a cohesive thing where these, again, they occupy the same space. But if you can come up with a better example of a physical tool or a physical model that would illustrate that, let me know. Email me. Go to joshuapwarren.com. You'll find at the bottom there my email address, contact@joshuapwarren.com, and just shoot me an email. I want to get the word out there about this, because I think if people start understanding more about what interdimensional stuff is, then the world will be a better place for it. And that is one of the odd objects. I didn't put that in my video, but that's actually one I keep in my office. Right now I have it in my studio. But listen to this. Here's something that I also obtained that I thought was pretty remarkable. I found out recently that the Canadian Mint the official Canadian government mint has decided to release a line of paranormally themed silver coins. And you got to go to their website. And I don't know how many of these are out right now, how many different versions. But I bought one of these and I received it. And I just went to their website and it says they're out of stock. They minted 6,500 of these and they're already all sold. This is a 1 ounce silver coin and it's got a UFO on it. One of the strange things about this coin, it's called a coin, but it's actually shaped like a rectangle. This thing is, let's see, they've got some stats on it. Oh gosh. I think it's like 2 inches long and 1 inch wide. So imagine a little silver 1 ounce rectangle that's about 2 inches long and 1 inch wide. And you hold it horizontally in front of you. Now on one side of it, it's just colored silver. And there is a picture of the queen and it says $20. This is a $20 piece. There's a picture of the queen and behind the queen, it looks like, one of these illustrations of a black hole, where it's kind of like a graph and it all turns into a funnel shape. So that's pretty cool in and of itself. But then you flip it over and that's where the real magic is. On the opposite side of this coin that the Canadian Mint has created, it is colorized. And there is it looks like a frame from a comic book. You're looking from behind at a woman, she looks like a blonde nurse. She has the nurse cap on, the nurse clothing. She's pulling back a curtain and she's looking through a window, and outside she sees this huge flying saucer with these yellow beams of light shooting down on a purple horizon. It's wild. And they say that this is to commemorate what happened on the morning of January 1st of 1970, when a nurse at a hospital in Duncan, British Columbia, opened the curtain in a patient's room. And what she saw next is depicted on the coin's color over engraved reverse when the UFO glows brighter. It says it glows brighter viewed under a black light. Oh my gosh, I didn't even know that. I haven't even done that yet. And I'm out of time. So go look this up if you're interested. It's just one of those really strange, unusual things. And I just wanted to tell you about it. It's a prized part of my collection. Okay, I am out of time, but you know what time it is. It's time for the Good Fortune Tome. That's it for this edition of the show. Follow me on Twitter at Joshua P. Warren. Plus, visit joshuapwarren.com to sign up for my free e-newsletter to receive a free instant gift. And check out the cool stuff in the Curiosity Shop, all at joshuapwarren.com. I have a fun one lined up for you next time, I promise. So please tell all your friends to subscribe to this show. And to always remember the golden rule. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your interest and support. Thank you for staying curious. And I will talk to you again soon. You've been listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Make sure and check out all our shows on the iHeartRadio app or by going to iHeartRadio.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.